الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you are watching the early program, the early echo from South Africa, Durban. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our provider, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon Nabiya Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmadi Mukhtar, Sahibi Lawlaq, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will be speaking about the importance of cleanliness. Subhanallah, it is a topic not to be missed and a program as well. So please kindly stay glued to your seats. Watch this program from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are starting our program once again with the virtues and blessings of reciting durood and sending salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so enlightening and faith refreshing. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the one who recites 1,000 times durood upon me daily, he will not die until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that person his abode in Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In other words, the reward for the one who recites 1,000 darood daily is that before he leaves this world, before he passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that person his place in paradise. For this is the virtues and blessings of reciting darood path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So as we do every other morning, let's today as well recite lots of durood and send salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very famous salam composed and written by Jamili Qadri. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's together recite this salam inshallah.
Ey shahnashah-e Madinah, aap salatu wa salam. Ey shahnashah-e مدینہ صلاۃ و سلام زینت عرش معلی صلاۃ و سلام مومنوں پر تیر ہو تو اپنے آقا پر سلام ہے فرشتوں کا وظیفہ صلاۃ و سلام شہنشاہ مدینہ، صلات و سلام۔ جب فرشتے قبر میں جلوہ دکھائے آپ کا، جب فرشتے قبر میں جلوہ دکھائے آپ کا، ہو زباں پر پیارے آقا صلاۃ و سلام، ہو زباں پر پیارے آقا، ہو زباں پر پیارے آقا صلاۃ و سلام۔ شہنشاہ مدینہ صلاۃ و سلام، میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد، میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد، میں رلا شاہ بھی کہے گا، میں رلا شاہ بھی کہے گا صلاۃ و سلام۔ شہنشاہ مدینہ صلاۃ و سلام، زینت عرش معلا صلاۃ و سلام، زینت عرش معلا صلاۃ و سلام۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ رائٹ ناؤ انشاء اللہ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی لسننگ ٹو اے بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف نعت کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم rendered by Abdul Azim Attari sallamahu al-Bali. And when we do return inshallah azawajal, we will be speaking about the cleanliness in Islam inshallah, something really amazing, dear viewers. It's to do with everyone's daily life and our routine, so stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 جنے جس کو ملا وہ مدین گیا، میرا کچھ نہ بنا میں گر گیا، وہ بلاتے رہے سب کی جاتے رہے، ایک میرے سوا میں گر گیا، چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا، یہ خدا سے کے رسول عربی، اپنی آنکھوں کو ایسا باتیں گزر ہو جو مدینے میں کبھی کیا ناس گنبد خضرا میں کہے جس پہ نبی ہاتھ سے اپنے پکڑ کر وہ سنہری جالی عرض کرنا میری جانب سے بس شوق دلی اپنی آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا عرض کرنا کہ کہاں مجھ سا کمینہ گندہ اور وہ شعر کہاں جس میں ہو محبوب خدا ہاں سنا ہے دیتا ہے صدا اپنی آنکھوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے کے رسول سے عربی یا نبی سے کسی اور میں کیا عرض کروں آپ کا ہو کہ جیوں آپ کا ہو کر مروں آپ کے در سے پلا آپ کے در پر ہی تو جان تم سے ملی تم پر ہی نچھاور کر دوں اپنی آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی تمنا یہ خدا کے رسول سے عربی اپنی آنکھوں کو میسر نہیں سالک کو حضور بدلی مگر مثلے اویسے کرری جس میں ہندی ہے میرا جان ہے میری مدنی یا خدا دور کسی طرح ہو بودے بدنی اپنی آنکھوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے کے رسول سے عربی اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں.
Subhanallah, 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 mashaAllah, marhaba. This was such a beautiful and amazing Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rendered and recited by none other than our respected Abdul Azim Attari sallamahul bari, mashaAllah. Nonetheless, dear viewers, coming back to our discussion and our topic for this morning on Madani channel is basically with regards to the importance of cleanliness. Look, it is simple as this, dear viewers. That just as the religion of Islam has purified humans from kufr and shirk and granted them honor and elevation, likewise, it has raised the dignity of the mankind to the great teachings and sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the teachings of Islam, whether it is the purity of the body, and whether it is the purity of the external part of a person or outwardly, Islam has focused and emphasized a lot on cleanliness, on purity, on taharat, subhanallah. So whether it is the excellence of outward appearance or the belongings of a person to do with his house, with his convenience, to say in those days they used to have horses, in this day and age people are using cars as transportation, Islam has focused a lot and has put lots and lots of emphasis to the extent that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared that cleanliness is half of one's faith and iman. This is sufficient for a person to understand how important it is to remain clean if you are a Muslim. Therefore, for our motivation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given this beautiful and amazing glad tiding. What he says, indeed, Islam is a pure religion. Allahu Akbar. And he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Azza wa Jal has kept the foundation of Islam upon cleanliness. So you should acquire purity, for the one who is pure and clean will be the one who will enter paradise. Hai, hai, hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In another narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep the clothes that you wear clean and look after your rides. Allahu Akbar. And your outward appearance should be clean, so that when you are amongst people, they honor you and they should respect you. So it is extremely essential and important that we take precautions, dear viewers, and this is of Madani channel, of how you look, how you present yourself, whether you are in private, in your home, or whether you are in public. At all times, Islam has taught its followers the mannerism and your habits and your way you should carry yourself out. This is very, very important. And you will find in the books of Ahadith. So a simple way to understand this is that when a child is born, a baby is born with blood, and the moment a child comes into this world, subhanallah, it is about cleanliness. From then it starts till the age of puberty, till he grows up to be an adult. Islam then focuses from his birth till his death, even to the rituals of a person that passes away. He is just not buried like that, but rather ghusl is given to him. And the apparent filth from his body is removed. He is purified externally, internally and externally, subhanallah, so that he is sent to the most merciful in a clean way. So the Sharia commands that after one's death, the deceased should be bathed and should be buried. Despite the great importance given to cleanliness in Islam, there are a number of people in our society, unfortunately, who do not adhere, who do not understand the importance of cleanliness, and they are found filthy, dirty, untidy, smelling at times, whether it is the breath that smells, whether it is the body that brings out this odor smell, you know. And it is so uncomfortable, especially when you go for salah and you find somebody who did not, you know, perhaps clean his mouth correctly, and then he stands and talks to people. It affects people, dear viewers, and listeners of Madani channel. On a serious note, you know, I mentioned this, and it is quite important that we understand how should a person behave and how should he carry himself out. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. So a very famous saying is that everything inclines towards its own kind. Like you are, so will be your friend. If you are clean and tidy and neat, and you obtain purity which is with regards to the inner self or the outward appearance that's clean and tidy all times, your friends or your cycle of friends and the people that you associate with would also be like that. This is how it is. Al-jinsu yamilu ila jinsihi. The people that you incline with, or the person that you are, is with whom you incline. You know, there's a very famous Greek physician. So it has been mentioned about him that once he went to his surgery, to his room, and he instructed his worker to bring him a certain medication. So the worker said to his Greek physician that this medication is for people who are insane. Are you going to have this medication? What happened to you? Why would you just take this medication? This medication is very unhealthy and it's not right for you because you are not crazy. So guys who or people who are insane, this medication is for them. So this Greek physician then mentioned and said that, well, I think I really need it, because this morning a person who's crazy and mad, who's mentally ill, came and spoke to me. There's definitely something within me that made him approach me. Why would somebody who's mentally not stable, who's sick, to come and talk to me out of all people? So I then realized that there's something within me that attracted this mad person to approach me. Therefore, I think I need that medication. And this is a true story and a statement that's recorded in history. So, al-jinsu yamilu ila jinsihi, that, subhanallah, everything inclines towards its own kind. You love things that are like yourself, that attract you because you yourself are like that. Let's begin from here with regard to some sort of importance. How many of us take precaution, and how many of us out there who are watching Madani channel right now are really, really serious when it comes to making wudu before eating? Okay. Wudu here does not refer to the wudu of salah. The ulama and the scholars have said, wudu here refers to washing of the hands before having a meal. It is so important. Now, for the sake of motivation, let me present this hadith to you, inshallah. And from here, you decide for yourself, how could one lose out on such an amazing offer and opportunity? Nabi Kareem, Ra'ufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned, subhanallah, with regards to washing of their hands, that making wudu before and after eating removes dependency. I'm not talking about the physical benefits. Of course, there are germs attached to one's hands, that you use your hands all day long. We speak to people, we rub our faces all the time, we are touching things, we are sanitizing, but yes, there are germs on one's hands at all times, right? And by washing them, of course, one removes the germs from his hands and he saves himself from many bacteria that could have entered his stomach because of not washing his hands, right? So by washing his hands, he got rid of those germs and bacteria and he protected himself physically as well as spiritually. We are speaking about the spiritual aspect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that making wudu before and after eating, meaning washing of the hands before having a meal, removes dependency. And this is from amongst the sunnahs of the previous anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So you would never be anyone's muhtaj if you do this with the intention that this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to wash the hands as well as to wipe the mouth. If you could gargle the mouth, it's better. If you could just wipe the mouth, the lip, with your finger, with your moist hands, when you wash your hands, subhanallah, then this is from amongst the sunnahs and the teachings of the previous anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who desires that Almighty Allah azza wa jal increases well-being in his home, he should perform wudu when food is presented and also when it is taken away. In other words, when he is done eating, before and after, he should have the habit of washing his home. Ultimately, what's the reward, dear viewers? Here, Allah Azza wa Jal shall enhance, shall increase barakah and blessings in his life. Can you imagine, for something as minor as washing your hands, that you may assume that what happens is by washing your hands? No, they are not only physical benefits. Islam has placed these benefits to motivate you and I. And Islam, subhanallah, has taught us that how a Muslim should be, and this is from amongst the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you never have the habit of washing your hands, knowing that it's clean, no, just go and wash it. So another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that wudu, to wash the hands and the front part of the mouth before eating and after eating, expands sustenance and distance shaitan away from this person. Allahu Akbar. So here you heard, expand the sustenance. So if you want to see barakah and blessings, stop only making dua for that. Yes, do make dua. But here is the easy way, that a person just has to go and wash his hands. And washing hands does not mean that you just pour a few drops over their hand, because they're so filth which is dripping from their hand. One needs to wash his hands thoroughly. If there's soap available, try and use soap to wash your hands. And that food also tastes better when you wash your hands, instead of using your hands like that with having long nails and filth and dirt under one's nails. You know, it's extremely important in our society that we adhere and we understand the virtues and the blessings of doing this cereal. Develop the habit that on your table, in your home, no one should sit to eat without washing hands. What more better motivation than this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the way of attaining blessings in food is to perform wudu, to wash your hands, if you want to attain blessings in your rizq, in your rozi. And we often say, Allahu Akbar, the food never lasts for so many people, there's no blessings in this. Then contemplate and ponder over the minor things that we may have missed before eating that meal. Have you covered your head, number one? Have you washed your hands, number two? Have you recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? Allahu Akbar. You will find so many ahadith that speak about the importance of starting your meal, consuming your food in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you the summary of a narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that we were eating and having a meal with the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we never ever experienced barakah and blessings like that ever before. There were so many people eating from such little food, and it was sufficing everybody. Everyone enjoyed it and they were still eating. Then suddenly we noticed a sudden decrease in the food. And then I asked the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah, what happened suddenly? Why did the food just get finished like that when we had initially noticed barakah and blessings in this little food that has lasted and satiated so many people out here? So the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned, it's because of one person that just joined us now, and he did not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and for that, shaitan accompanied him as well. And the moment shaitan ate from the very same dish, there was a sudden decrease in the food. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. Islam has guided us and taught us how to avoid deprivation in sustenance. If you are the one who's always complaining about buying groceries in your home, things do not last, focus on these things. You know, it's so important. Ponder and reflect over the simple things that we could do to enhance our luxuries in our lives. To the extent that there are people out there, baby, who don't bath, their turbans are filthy perhaps, their clothes remain stinking and smelling, but applying fragrances, you know, looking tidy and neat by combing your beard, by combing your hair, whether my Islamic sisters are watching this program right now, or our brothers out there, wherever you are, present yourself in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to be. Subhanallah. So I want to summarize these ahadith which we have just heard right now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that washing hands before and after eating removes dependency. It is from amongst the sunnahs of the noble Prophet alayhi wasalatu wasalam. It increases goodness in one's home. One gains one virtue before eating and two virtues after eating. That is to say, if he washed his hands before, he earned one virtue, and washing his hands after eating, he earned two virtues and blessings, subhanallah. And shaitan is distant from such a person, and this is the means of attaining reward and thawab and blessings in one's home. This is the summary of this five ahadith which I had just presented to the viewers and listeners of my little channel. Now, look at the blessed and the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the books of ahadith that Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, she has mentioned that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would comb his blessed beard every day. And whilst he would look at himself in the mirror, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will apply kuhl in his eyes. That is to say, surma, subhanallah. Before sleeping, this was from amongst the Mubarak habits of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that he would apply kohl in his eyes before he sleeps, he would comb his beard and his mubarak hair as well, and he would often trim his hair when it would overgrow, and he would create a center part, though the scholars have also said that he would not create this path on his own, but rather it was naturally created, whereas he had a path on his hair, subhanallah, that of course enhanced his beauty. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mubarak beauty, what can be said about his mubarak beauty? Subhanallah, his hair has been described in the Holy Quran Park, his mubarak features, whereas he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always had noor and light emanating from between his eyebrows, dear viewers, and a beautiful forehead, raised nose, soft lips, beautiful complexion, wide chest, broad shoulders, soft palms as silk, Allahu Akbar. And fragrance would always be emanating from the blessed body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that even in his mubarak perspiration there was fragrance, and his perspiration used to be obtained by the Sahaba Ikram. They would obtain his perspiration in a bottle, and they would even use his perspiration and sweat as a form of perfume on their daughters when their daughters used to get married on the big day, on the wedding day, subhanallah. Like Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother had taken some sweat from the mubarak body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked her, it was a hot day and he was sweating, and she collected the sweat and perspiration, she replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the most expensive and the most best perfume ever in the world. It has been mentioned that if it was placed on the hands of any bride, not only she would give out this beautiful and amazing fragrance, but rather even in her progeny, when she would give birth to children, they would have this fragrance in them as well. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says in his poetry regarding the perspiration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says,
Wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka paseena, wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka paseena, mange na kabhi itr, na phir chahe dulhan phool, mange na kabhi itr, na phir chahe dulhan phool, sartab qadam hai tane sultan zaman phool, lab phool dahan phool, zaqan phool badan phool.
Hai 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 hai, kya baat hai, kya baat hai Madine ki. He says, subhanallah, wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka paseena. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says about the mubarak perspiration that if anyone ever had obtained this special perspiration, if any bride had ever used this, mange na kabhi itr na phir chahe dulhan phool. You know, when a bride sits, when she's married, she requires flowers sometimes. She's given flowers to hold. It emanates beautiful smell. It looks nice as well. But that bride, whoever used the perspiration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she would never ever need any other perfume or flowers in her life ever again. Subhanallah. This is the mubarak sweat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back, dear viewers, with regards to his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed clothes, they used to always be clean. This is the record of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that never did a fly ever sit upon his body or his clothes. He always took so much of precautions in looking beautiful and keeping himself the way the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would groom himself at all times, to the extent that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha once said, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then given me two shawls to wash. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Aisha, wash these shawls. I said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have just washed these shawls yesterday. Abhi to dhoi hui ne. Sarkari do alam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shahad farma, ya Aisha, don't you know that when these clothes are clean, when any clothes are clean, they glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla, they make tasbih of Allah. And when they are dirty, they stop making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, just think and reflect over this important point. See, how often do we have our clothes washed? There are many people out there who aren't able to take our breath and they feel it difficult to even say it to us. That's not. There's something that you need to do. You need to focus on how could you make the breath better. And though those easy means are there for us to, you know, take precautions, many a times we know that this is our fault, especially for people who smoke cigarettes, right? They know by smoking cigarettes, one's breath smells, but no, the habit of smoking and then talking onto your face is so common. When this produces some bad smell and causes a lot of inconvenience to people, especially in Salah, Allahu Akbar. You know, I have no words to describe that, but right now, this is what we are discussing. So these aspects of the blessed life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are inviting us to a special attention of cleanliness and hygiene. People who are enhancing or speaking and stressing on hygiene today in the 21st century, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years back, has emphasized on the importance of hygiene, and not only the beloved Rasul, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator Himself, has commanded us in the glorious Quran Pak. Dear viewers, not at once, not at twice, but at several different places in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says in one verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah yuhibbu التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent abundantly and love those who purify themselves. Yeah, subhanallah, who take lots of precautions in making sure hygiene and cleanliness is obtained, subhanallah. So the meaning of purity in Islam is very vast. It's very vast meaning of purity. You get the external purity, you get the internal purity, subhanallah. And just as Islam has focused on the external purity, Islam has also emphasized a lot with regards to the external purity. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that a person came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose hair was very untidy, it was not combed properly. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, does he not find anything through which he can gather his hair at least? Does this person not find anything through which he can at least tidy his hair, keep them clean and neat together? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw another man with dirty clothes. The same narrator, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, and then the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw another person with dirty clothes, and the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, can he not find anything through which he can at least have his clothes clean? Allahu Akbar. Many of us have our hairs all bushed up, you know. We don't comb our hair, we have knots on our hair. It looks so untidy. So, focus, dear viewers, focus on these points. Having a beard from is amongst the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then grooming yourself and keeping yourself tidy and clean at all times is also extremely important. Sayyidina Atta bin Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid. A person whose hair and beard was untidy. So he arrived in the masjid, so the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed towards him as though giving the command of tying his hair. That individual tied his hair and then returned. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this not better that a person coming with messy hair as if he is a devil? Is this not better for him? Instead of him coming to the masjid as if he is like a devil, he should at least tie his hair and put his hair together if he has long hair. Subhanallah. or have them combed. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second day would apply oil upon his hair, subhanallah. Here viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be speaking about more points with regards to cleanliness, with regards to the hair of the armpits and below the navel, and how a Muslim should take precautions for these things, inshallah azza wa jal. What are the harms and effects of not doing so, and what are the blessings of doing so, just after we watch this beautiful Madani Guldasta, inshallah azza wa jal. With regards to cleanliness, please stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu ta'ala states that the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala came to me and said, "Oh Aisha, wash both of these shawls." So I said, "Oh Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, I just washed them yesterday." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala replied, listen to this views of Nishan, "Are you not aware that clothes make tasbih of Allah azza wa jal? And when they become dirty, the tasbih stops. They do the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. And when clothes become dirty, they stop doing the zikr." Allahu Akbar. These aspects of the blessed life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam are inviting us to give special attention to cleanliness and hygiene. Allah azza wa jal states in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222. Allah azza wa jal says, "Indeed, Allah loves the one who repents abundantly and loves those purify themselves." Moreover, viewers of the channel, the blessed hadith also mentioned the importance of cleanliness and hygiene in many places. The meaning of purity is vast in Islam. The need of purity in a human life begins at birth and it continues until his death. Therefore, being connected with purity is a protection of life. And disassociation from purity is the fall of life. Observing purity is health. And the heedless of purity is illness. It is for this reason, viewers of Munchal, that purity is a word containing vast meanings. And in the sight of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is why he declared cleanliness to be half of Iman. Allahu Akbar. I'm just going to give you some hadiths with regards to cleanliness. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said cleanliness is half of Iman. In another hadith, he said, "Indeed, Islam is a clean and pure religion. So attain purity, for only the one who remains clean will enter paradise." In another hadith, "Attain purity through anything you find. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed the foundation of Islam upon cleanliness, and only those who stay clean will enter paradise." In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said, "Keep what you wear clean and look after your rides, and your outward appearance should be so clean that when you go amongst people, they honor you."
Subhanallah.
Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullah ta'ala states that this hadith indicates that the fact that the one should avoid all such things that people show dislike and disdain towards, the rulers and the scholars should especially avoid them. In another hadith, it is stated that it is necessary upon every Muslim to perform ghusl once in every 7 days in which he washes his head and body. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala states, "The meaning of once here is the day of Friday. It means that a person should perform ghusl on Friday in the week so that the body is clean as well as the clothes, and so the usul of the Muslims are not harmed in the crowd of Friday prayers. As the head has more dirt, it has been mentioned specifically. Otherwise, it is also included in the wash in the body. To gargle, sniff water over the nose, and wash the entire body is fard for us."
MashaAllah, our respected and honorable Khalid Bhai, MashaAllah, from the UK, and we were listening to the pearls of advice as he had narrated some beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. We did make mention of a few points that he has already mentioned as well, MashaAllah, with regards to cleanliness. Okay, right. 10 things that were in every Sharia, 10 things to do, which was in every Sharia of all those Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam that came in this world, has been mentioned that trimming the mustache, growing the beard, using miswak, placing water into the nose, clipping the nails, washing the joints of the finger, removing the armpit hairs, cutting the hair below the navel, performing istinja and rinsing of the mouth. These are those 10 things which was in every Sharia, even before our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of the Madani Channel, It is not permitted to grow the nails as well as the hair under the armpits as well as the hair below the navel for more than 40 days. If a person does this, he will be sinful. After 40 days, one will become a gunahgar. So doing this occasionally will constitute as a minor sin and it will become a major if it is done with a habit. For example, a person always leaves it to grow for more than 40 days and this becomes a habit, then he will, this minor sin will be, then become a major sin. So this is how much Islam has guided you and I, that this will become a major sin. Do you want to have a major sin written in your books of deeds? No. So here, why be heedless about this? Obtain cleanliness and purity because Islam wants you to be hygiene, right? So subhanAllah, some precautions we should be taking with regards to nails, as this is very unhygienic that some people out there bite their fingernails. One should not bite the nails of his finger, Allahu Akbar, with his teeth. It is makruh and there is a risk of having some sort of white spots that appear on his body, right? And the ulama and the scholars have said that those white spots that appear on his body is because of biting and clipping the nails. They are like some sort of pool rash. Number two, long nails are the sitting place of shaitan, meaning shaitan makes the long nails of a person like a swing. And this is from amongst the actions of the devil. Those people that like to grow the nails, and some people, some males actually out there who think it's a fashion to grow one nail of the finger, whether it's the baby finger or whether it's a thumb, they will clip all the nails and leave one. And if they consider this to be sunnah, it is wrong. And if this is their action, then they should have this clip because this has no virtue in Islam, right? So after hair and nails are cut, they should be buried rather than flushing them down the toilet pan. Some people out there do funny things with the nails. So the best thing to do is to bury your nails. It's always better to do that. After cutting the nails, the front parts of the fingers should be washed. And this is also very, very important. Furthermore, it is a sunnah to pluck the hair of the armpits, and cutting them is not a sin either, meaning to shave them off is not a sin as well. Do not pluck the nose hair as there is a fear of attaining some sort of diseases in the body as well. Do not pull them out, rather you can trim the hair of the nose. Some beautiful points Islam has taught us and made us aware of, right? The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us in the books of Ahadith by saying that beware that there is a piece of flesh in the body. When it becomes sound, then the entire body becomes sound, and when it becomes corrupt, then the entire body becomes corrupt, and that is the heart. The heart is like the king, and the rest of the body organs are its subjects. If the king is rectified, the subjects are rectified. And if the king is corrupted, then everything else will be corrupted as well. So if the heart is correct, the eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth, the brain, the legs and hands and everything else will adhere to the heart and do the right things. Because why? The heart is pure. The heart is correct. And when this is wrong, it has malice, it has hatred. A person has hasad, he's jealous all the time. Then this is what he will speak, this is what he's going to see, this is what he's going to think. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized a lot on the heart. Therefore, we have rust on the heart because of lots of sins we have committed. Dear viewers, let's focus on the heart as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's focus on this, as the scholars Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes. He says, meaning the heart is the king and the body is its subject. So rectifying this king is extremely important. If this king is fine, then everything else in the body will be fine, inshallah. Make intention that we will gain tranquility of the heart to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often remember him, azza wa jalla, and make lots of dhikr, because through the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, one does not only obtain purity of the heart and contentment, but rather one removes the rust of the heart as well. There's filth and dirt on the heart because of excessive sins. The sins are washed away from the heart simply because of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let's not forget making lots of dhikr, inshallah. We leave you on this note for something to think, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that this is our Islam and the guidance of Islam, inshallah. It's light, it's nur, it's beautiful, subhanallah. Enjoy the beauty of Islam, dear viewers, and live as a Muslim and die as a Muslim with iman as well. We would sign off by saying, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الله 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 start your day with remembrance of